Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The top indigenous beaders, potters, painters, and weavers gather at the Heard Museum in Phoenix, Arizona for that institution's 68th annual Indian Art Fair and Market. Marcus Mononoket is Heard's Director of Community Engagement. He is a Comanche descendant and says thousands of visitors look forward to the quality of work on display and many events that go along with it.
There's been so many spectacular pieces brought out at the Heard, the best of show event, just like people want to compete and win that prize. So they really put their best foot forward, and we get so much, you know, modern innovation with traditional heritage. It's a beautiful combination.
Mononoket says the event remains committed to its original intent to recognize and celebrate Native artists. One of the artists featured at the fair is renowned Dene master weaver Barbara Teller Ornelas. This is her 30th year at the Heard. She says she appreciates the relationship the institution has with her and other artists.
It's getting bigger every year, but the quality of the volunteers and the Heard has never changed. It's always the same. They treat us like royalty. They cater to us. It makes it comfortable for us to concentrate on talking to our customers and our collectors, and we don't have to worry about the mechanics behind setting up a booth and all that stuff. The Heard is always there to help us with that, and I'm very grateful for that.
Teller Ornella spends long days weaving leading up to the event to make sure she has enough work for the people who attend. In the end, she says both she and the visitors get a lot out of the experience. 16-year-old Adrian Day is among the youngest artists at the Heard Fair. He is enrolled with the Ho-Chunk Nation. He has won Best in Show in his category for each of the last 3 years. He says he credits his parents introducing him to the beading art form.
I really got into like serious beading and what I'd say like better beading and actually going to shows at 7. And I've been showing here for a long while. Glad to say I've got Best of Show 3 times all the years I've been here. And my parents started me out beading, and just the best examples I could have had for me to start beading, because they never really forced it on me. And I always just looked at them, got curious, and became the beader I am today.
Day says he doesn't spend much time thinking about winning the competition part of the fair. He just enjoys the creative process. Another exhibition in Kansas City is celebrating Native artists who work in a unique art form. The National Museum of Toys and Miniatures has collected a number of works by artists on a small scale. Amy McCune is the museum's curator and senior manager. She says miniatures have a distinguished history in the art world.
One of the things we're trying to do is really introduce the artists' voices into our exhibition, because we think that that's something that's been missing in the past. And so these videos are one way that we're doing it. Another way is that we're asking artists who we didn't get a chance to interview if they can tell us what they would like our visitors to know about their artwork. And we have several artists that participated in that way. And we'll be presenting that information in the exhibition. The variety of artwork is huge. We have baskets, pottery, weavings, some sculptural pieces.
McCune says miniatures are an accessible entry point for many collectors, but she also says some artists appreciate the challenge of creating meaningful art on a scale that requires meticulous skill and creativity. Sydney Purcell is an advisory group member for the Native Arts and Miniature Exhibition. She says even though the baskets and pots and other works are not as functional as their full-size counterparts, the designs and materials are authentic.
The exhibition's definitely heavy on the Southwest, so there's going to be a lot of pottery, plates, bowls, vases, a lot of basketry. I was really impressed by the variety of baskets that the Toy and Miniature Museum was able to acquire for this exhibition. So there's baskets made of quills and birch bark and horsehair and sweetgrass and pine needles and baleen from Wales and hemp and corn. There was just so much variety of basketry. I was really impressed. There's also a lot of storyteller figures that are really important to Native communities for telling those traditions and those stories that they have.
The Heard Fair and Market is 1 weekend only. The Native Arts and Miniature Exhibition runs through January 2027. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.